Well, hello, everybody. I came on today to just remind you that our Bible reading is for weekdays only. Why are we doing weekdays only? Well, I'll tell you that I started the 365 Days podcast last year, and I did one scripture every day for 366 days because there were 366 days in 2024. And I had to tell you that was so hard. And for those of you who are following regularly, some days I didn't make it with the scripture before midnight, which is when all the episodes go out. So it was hard to sustain. I thank God for his grace. 366 days went, and there's a scripture for every day. But as I was meditating on how this would look like, and I've told you about my reason for recording this audio Bible in pieces, I realized that one of the things that's important is sustainability and to recognize that it is hard to be consistent every day. And so what I'm doing is recording Monday through Fridays, at least recording episode 3 Monday through Fridays. Clearly, I'm doing it beforehand. And it's sustainable for me because it means I can look forward to next week and just record a bunch and know that I'm done. And it's sustainable for you because, you know, on the days that you don't get to read the scripture, you can catch up. One of the things I did today, having gone through the scriptures daily, is I sped up everything to 2x and I just listened again, Genesis 1 to 14. And I have to say that when you do it over and when you listen to yourself in 2x speed, there is a different understanding that comes. And so I encourage you, if you haven't finished reading, definitely catch up. And if you have finished reading, go back and do it over. But whatever you do, the goal of this is not to stress you out, is not to make you feel guilty, it's not to make you worried, but it's just to encourage you to read the scriptures. And the reality is that there are so many tools out there to read the scriptures. For example, in one of my groups at church, we are reading starting from the New Testament and then going into the Old Testament, because there's sometimes the perception that some parts of the Old Testament are hard, but that the New Testament can be easier to read. And so there's so many strategies to read the scriptures, and I don't want you to feel wedded to any particular one strategy. This is just one particular source of encouragement to read the scriptures, and as many encouragements as you have, as many strategies as you have, please use them. One thing I do want to share is that I don't think that this is like the only interaction that you should have with the scriptures. So for example, reading through the Bible in a year is great, and there's also need for study of the Bible. And so reading through the Bible, I think it's just, how do you get a sense of everything that's going on? How do you have a big picture lay of the land? And the reality of us as people is that we are quite forgetful. We are uber forgetful. And it's so helpful to be reminded of what God did in the past and to be reminded of his promises and to be reminded of the people who lived before us and lived for God in their challenging times, and to remind us that, hey, people have done this before and we're going to be able to do it successfully. So that's what I think is important about reading through the Bible in a year. And for some people are reading through the Bible 3 and 4 times in a year. So good kudos to you if that's what you're doing. But I do want to say that no matter how many times you're reading through the Bible, I want to encourage you to also take time out for Bible study. Also take time out for the revelation that comes through like intense study of a couple of scriptures, maybe a chapter. But definitely don't let this be your only engagement with scripture. Sometimes it is easy when listening to tune out. You will capture it in your spirit, I promise you. But it's helpful also to inform your mind as well with a deep study of the word. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your expectation of scripture this weekend. And just a reminder that this is a weekdays only for sustainability. Use the weekends to catch up. Thank you for listening. I look forward to resuming our daily Bible reading on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.